Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Viola Fry at her studio in Oakland, California. February 27th, 1995. The interviewer for the archives is Paul Carlstrom. And this is what we hope will be the first in a series of conversations. It's 1:35 in the afternoon. Well, Viola, this is an interview that has waited, I think, about 2 or 3 years to happen. When I first visited you way back then, I thought, we really have to do an interview. And it just took me a while to get around to it. But at any rate, what we would like to do, what I would like to do, is take a kind of journey back in time, back to the beginning, and see if we can't find out, get some insight into, of course, who you are, but then where these wonderful, wonderful works of art come from, what they mean. So you were born in
Lodi, California.
In 1933,
yes.
I believe. And what about your family background? What about
well,
your parents?
Well, I was born on a grape ranch. My mother and my father were born in North and South Dakota. And basically, they come from the same branch of Huguenots that fled France, went into Germany, and then into Russia. From Russia they came to the Midwest. Basically, you know, started out with sod houses and up from there, and turn of the century in the 1920s, they came to California just once, and most of them never went back again. You know, and they would lease out or rent out their homestead.
It's like a migration almost of Fry's.
Yes.
That is the family name.
Well, my mother's name was Mettler, M-E-T-T-L-E-R, and the other's Fry, F-R-E-Y, which is a name that I see in France a lot. And being a Huguenot, I think, is part of the background, because they were the ones who were the, you know, the weavers, the metalsmiths, the potters, the engineers, the all of that. You know, Bernard. Yeah. And when I was in France, I saw many exhibits about, you know, Catherine de Medici and that first, you know, terrorizing of all of the Protestants. And Bernard Palissy, who was a big, you know, the guy who burned his living room furniture to fire his kilns. And he was a Huguenot. But still, he was used by Catherine de Medici to make all of the embossed silver for the court. But and then I later saw Bernard Palissy standing in bronze in front of the Sèvres Museum in France. So,
but of course, you as a child didn't make that connection. This is something that you.
Yes, there's no way that I ever could make this step without yesterday's step.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the background. They all ended up in Lodi, the same city. My mother was basically about 7 years older than my father. He grew up in the 20s when everything was optimistic. You know, he wore white linen suits, had a sports car, went to see Tom Mix. I mean, the whole California dream. Every
Tom Mix?
Yeah, the whole bunch. You know,
Well,
they all went to racetracks and all of that. And then came the Depression, which was obviously very depressing. And